President Obama and the EPA are expected to make today's announcement as part of an ongoing effort to reduce emissions that contribute to climate change. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says the planned reductions are welcome. He says he expects the Obama administration to include a lot of flexibility for the power plants,
including things like switching to cleaner fuels, increasing the efficiency of the power plants themselves, investing in renewable energy, and investing in energy efficiency for homeowners and businesses.
There could also be cap and trade programs that allow the buying and selling of emissions credits as long as overall pollution goes down. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the coal industry are already criticizing the proposal and may try to block it in the courts. Power companies are wondering if they'll get credit for some of the carbon dioxide reductions over the last few years. Madison primary care doctor Claire Gervais says she sees many patients whose lives are being made more difficult by climate change or by the particles released by coal burning. She worries about the proposal being delayed or watered down, but Gervais wants pollution reductions.
Something is better than nothing, I think, is one thing I can be happy with, that we need to start somewhere. And certainly we know that the industry's influence on this.
The carbon dioxide rule proposal is expected to have a lengthy public comment period. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.